been about this time of year because you know why? There was a favorite bush of mine growing there, and it had these kind of flowers on. And so I went away from the house, and I went near my special bush, and I was sitting on the bank of the creek, and it kind of went down like this, and I was sitting reading my Bible, and oh, it was so nice, and then all of a sudden, you know what happened? It slipped off my lap, and it fell in the creek. Oh, no, I grabbed my Bible up. I went running down to the house, and I was crying. I said, Mom, I dropped my new Bible in the creek. And she got a towel real quick, and she wiped it off. And then you know what she did? She got the iron out, and she started ironing the pages. It was just wet and in the front and the back because it was new, so it was kind of stuck together. But you can see where the red ran a little bit. See? From the water in the creek. That was South Myrtle Creek, down in Myrtle Creek. That was a long time ago. But I was so glad that my mama had made my Bible so it was still usable. And you know, when I started coming to this church and studying about some new things that Jesus wanted me to learn, I used this Bible. And I have some notes written inside from when I did that. But the Bible is such a special book. I hope that if you have a Bible, you'll take very good care of it, and you'll read it. And if you can't read it, you'll have someone read to you, okay? Because it's Jesus' love letter to us. Let's bow our heads and thank Jesus for this love letter. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for giving us your word. Thank you for taking care of my Bible and blessing my life with your word. Please be with these children, and may they know your word and know you and love you. Help them to have a happy week this next week, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for being such good listeners. Be sure to pick up the plates, and Mrs. Dahl is going to be at the back door to get them. And I guess there's some deacons there too. Surprise. All right. Thank you.